In fact, for our theater critic Lynn Slotkin, this time of August means one thing in particular: Summer Works, the 10-day festival of one-act plays, 42 productions this year. And Lynn is here to give us a roundup of her best picks of what she's been able to see so far. Lynn, good afternoon.
Hi, Kevin.
42 plays.
Yeah, 42.
Let me see your feet.
See?
Yeah. She's Never got mind. The runners on,
Take
for sure.
Take a look at my bum, honey.
Yeah, it's like steel right now after walking
buns.
That much.
Right.
How many have you actually been able to see so far?
Since Thursday when it opened, I've seen 19.
Which is still pretty. It's a lot of plays in just a few days.
I tell you, I'm never here for the fringe because I'm always on vacation seeing theater for a change. And so I try to make up for it with Summer Works, and I see as many as I can initially so I can give an overview of what I hope is the pick.
Okay, so before we get to some of the specifics then, what sorts of things do you look for when you're trying to slot where you're going to go?
Well, first of all, I'm looking for a sense of story. It all starts with that, and it could be simple, complex, absurd, esoteric, as long as there is that engagement of what the playwright wants to say. I also look for the playwright's voice. Here it can be informative, instructive, comedic, whimsical, serious. The subject can be compelling. For example, several plays talk about war in various countries and its consequences. So I'm intrigued about what the playwright will have to say about a subject that's been so well covered elsewhere. And of course, I'm keenly interested in how the playwright's vision is brought to life in the production. I've often scheduled a production because of who wrote it or who directed or who acted in it. Sometimes the short synopsis in the program, the Summer Works programs, grabs me. But always, there are always more shows than I have time to see. That's what I regret.
Well, no kidding. 42 of them. So, but now that you've pared it down and established the ground rules for us, what do you recommend?
I've got five top shows in alphabetical order, so nobody will, hurt me the next time I say it. First, Any Night is a tightly woven mystery that's chilling, combined with a love story that's spooky when you realize what's happening. It's written and beautifully performed by Daniel Arnold and Medina Hahn, and it's directed with inventive economy by Ron Jenkins. I would see anything this guy directed. Anything. That's a name that grabbed me.
On Any Night.
On Any Night. Photo by Andrew Kushner looks at the traditions of a small community and the consequences when a scandalizing event happens years before. Kushner has a good sense of character and storytelling. It's directed by Adam Peddle with strong cast. He directs with sensitivity and intelligence. Then there's Fridays with Frida by Christian Lloyd. Frida, a woman of a certain age, strikes up a friendship with a young businessman as she waits on a park bench for her nephew, who never seems to come. He never seems to rise. The businessman is charmed by this eccentric woman and takes on the identity of the nephew. Then matters get tricky. It's very funny, it's moving, and it's a play about love, friendship, and forgiveness. And Peggy Mon, as Frida, gives an elegant, hilarious performance.
Okay, we've got two Fs, Photo, Fridays with Frida, and an A, Any Night. Let's keep going down the alphabet. Give me the other two.
If we were birds, it's written by Erin Shields, and she takes a myth from Ovid and fashions it into a gripping tale of obsession and lust. The cast is strong. Alan Dilworth's direction is very accomplished. In its scope, complexity, vision, and execution, this production is astonishing.
And Ovid been picked many times over the years.
A ripped, roaring good time with our friend Ovid from 2,500 years ago.
And finally,
That Gay Guy is written by the always provocative Jonathan Wilson, and it's about a gay TV actor who is sick of portraying his gay character as stereotypical and being pigeonholed by the stereotype in real life. Wilson has a keen eye and wit and always asks piercing questions in his work. His performance as that gay guy is just dandy.
Wow.
And I have two special mentions.
All right, okay? So we're sneaking in a couple
more.
Lynn. Okay.
The Girl with No Hands is by Jodi Essery and Talia Rubin, have reimagined a tale from the Brothers Grimm with theatricality and whimsy. Jodi Essery directs, She's brilliant. Talia Rubin takes plays all the characters.
Oh, cool.
And it's a delight.
Oh, great.
And then Khalida by David Fancy. A man chronicles the love and loss of his wife Khalida and what has become of his war-torn country. Jason Jezrawi gives an intense, passionate performance as,
wow,
as the man.
Now, I said there were 42 plays,
yes,
but SummerWorks has also been expanding. We've even been playing,
yes,
some musicals. There's tons,
yes,
of stuff in this,
yes,
festival.
Yes, this is the first year that Michael Rubenfeld, a new artistic director, he's expanded it, and he's including musical groups that perform, I believe, nightly at the Theater Center. And there's also a performance gallery at the Gladstone Hotel called Inside the Box. Seven rooms, seven performances, done in 7 minutes-ish.
Wow.
Of some of our top writers. We've got Daniel McIver, Tara Began, Allison Cumming. SummerWorks, as far as I'm concerned, is bursting with all sorts of theatrical musical treats. I love this festival to bits.
No kidding.
I do.
Well, and it's also good exercise.
It's fantastic exercise. I mean, yeah.
A was for any night and also for aerobics.
Aerobics?
Yes. Lynn,
yes,
thank you very much.
Pleasure.